Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I'm excited because it's not often, it's a rare thing when I actually have guests in studio, and I have guests in studio today. Now, you might remember Representative Mike Moon. He was on with us, about a month ago, maybe?
I think it was.
Mike is here with us. And we have Ike Skelton, and he's been with us numerous times, but never in studio.
That's right. This is a treat.
And he has been one of those that we've talked about, Agenda 21, yeah, and some other infractions against the We the People. But today, their topic is they're joined forces here in the state of Missouri. If you remember when Representative Moon was on before, we joined forces here in the state of Missouri. Life matters. Now, we've seen all the videos, the disgusting videos of what Planned Parenthood is doing and how they're profiting from abortion. And abortion is, it's not about health care. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is the ending of a life. The majority of people in the United States, I think, believe that. I think they know exactly what abortion is. So these young men have come up with an idea, and it's All Life Matters Act here in the state of Missouri. And we're going to talk about what they plan to do here in hopes that one of you will be inspired to do that in your state. So I'm going, who should we go to first here? I think I'm going to go to, I'm going to go to Ike first, if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to go to Ike because he's...
I'm ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Hit
the floor running.
You
go
bet.
Ahead, Mike.
Ike?
I mean, Ike.
We're all together here.
There
we
you
are.
Go.
And then we got Beth.
Well, you know,
it rhyme.
That's right. And you brought it up that, you know, there is a problem. And we as conservatives know what Planned Parenthood has been doing for years. It's finally now been exposed to everybody else, if they didn't know already. And we just believe that this is the time that we can strike against this issue and stand up for our principles and protect life, protect unborn babies as persons. What we're kind of proposing is, and it's been tried a little bit around the country, and that is a personhood stance, because of the Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade said that Justice Blackmun stated that if Congress would determine when a person was, when personhood actually began, because this isn't a new question. This question has been going around for quite some time, and if we could determine when personhood was, then, and I think in his words, and I'll paraphrase, the appellant would have a problem with the Roe v. Wade decision, with their case, because of course, at the Supreme Court national level, the Fifth Amendment protects individuals from being taking their life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And here in the state of Missouri, we have Article 1, Section 10 that says no person can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So the question here is personhood, and when does that begin? And with Mike Moon's help, and I'll let him explain his bill, we are going to try to determine when personhood here in the state of Missouri begins.
Well, Ike, you may remember last year I filed a similar bill, and I did this primarily because as I was reading through the Missouri Revised Statutes, goodness, a couple years ago, I found in Chapter 1, Section 205 that, I believe it was 1988, the General Assembly recognized that life begins at conception, and that thrilled me, just that particular statement. And then it went on to read that the unborn child and the natural parents have a protectable interest in the life and health of that baby. And I thought, well, this is super. But then in Section 2, my bubble was burst. It said that this particular act would be subject to decisional interpretations by the Supreme Court, among any things contrary to the U.S. Constitution or state law. And so the one that was particular interest was the decisional interpretations by the Supreme Court, because, as you know, back in 1973, Roe v. Wade was decided by the court that essentially gave women the right to kill their children. Mm-hmm. Let's use the word murder, because, I mean, it is murder, murdering a child. I asked myself, which law was passed by the U.S. Congress to allow this to happen? And there hasn't been no law passed. So this is just seven justices who decided that it's okay to kill a baby. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, let's take this revised Missouri statute, take out that subject to clause, and that would be causing any abortions to be illegal in the state. Well, last year the bill filed got no traction. It wasn't even referred until the last day. And so that's essentially a dead bill. This year, you came along, Ike, and I was thrilled when you asked me to refile that bill with some changes, because I know that you and I agree the same thing. Beth Ann, I know that you agree with us as well, that life is precious, and we should do everything we can to protect it. So some changes that we added to this was, first, we titled this the All Lives Matter Act, because truly all lives should matter. Doesn't matter skin color, doesn't matter race, none of that.
Or age.
Yes, that's right. All lives matter. And so in the first section we added, the life of each human being begins at conception and is hereby deemed a person. That's extremely important. That's where the personhood comes in.
Exactly.
And so we're going to push this bill along that if you look at the GOP platform, it states that in the GOP platform, let me pull this up here and read this, it states in the plank titled The Sanctity and Dignity of Human Life. Now get this. This is powerful. Faithful to the self-evident truths enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, we assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child has a fundamental individual right to life which cannot be infringed. That's as powerful as the Second Amendment.
Cannot be infringed.
Now, do we really believe this? And I asked that question of all the Republicans in the Missouri House. Can you believe I got 9 responses?
Wow.
Out of 117,
wow.
9 people responded. That's pitiful.
And it's really pitiful.
Now let me give them, let's say that they were busy.
Them off guard.
They might, the benefit of the doubt here, they might have been busy, might not have seen the email. Their staffer may have trashed it. Maybe because it came from me, they dumped it in the waste bin. I don't know. But they're going to be asked this question again. And I think they're going to have a difficult time saying, no, we don't believe in this plank of the GOP platform. Now, if that happens, woe be to them.
I want to have that. I want to get that written down and keep that in here. I want to be able to see that. You know, those who respect or love life or love liberty, love life. If you don't have any love for liberty, you have no love for life. And I think it kind of goes back and forth like mm-hmm. that. And we see that in the policies and the politics of mm-hmm. this nation here lately. Those who don't seem to respect true liberty as our Constitution dictates liberty or reads liberty mm-hmm. also don't seem to respect life. Now, we know what the origin of Planned Parenthood was.
Sure.
And we know what Margaret Sanger stood for. And I think it is an abomination. I know it's an abomination to the Lord, but also to this nation for what we stand for. Here we're having these debates over refugees and that life while we're killing our own. Mm-hmm. Not only that, and we're going into a break, we're killing our own. We're letting our own go hungry. We have no respect for our veterans and the lives that they have put down and their families. And so I think we have to kind of back the truck up as a nation and look and see at the big picture of what we have done and what we are doing. We are going into a break here on CSC Talk Radio, though. We're going to open up the phone lines, if that's okay, with Mike and Ike. 877-895-5410. Missouri's going to try and take a stand to end abortion. Can we do it? I think we can. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today in studio. I'm very excited when I have guests in studio because I'm alone usually. Although I have all of you out there. And I feel that. I really do. I feel that. But I have Representative Mike Moon with me and Ike Skelton, and they're good friends. And I've known Ike for a long time. I've known Mike for a lesser long time.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to be doing a lot of things together. But as I was going into the break, I was talking about how we have fallen away from who we are in this nation, and we need to back up and look at that. When did we become a people that really didn't care about life in general, you know, and liberty in general? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw this, and this is maybe a tad off the topic, but it shows that the stupidity that we've become as a nation, with present company. But this was kind of a spoof, but it ended up going bad, where they went to Yale and they went to the students and they were asking them if they were willing to sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment. And yes, they were not only willing, they were enthusiastic about it, because people's feelings are getting hurt.
Wow.
So they're signing a petition to repeal the very article or amendment that gives them the right to sign a petition.
Exactly.
So here we are saying abortion, taking of a life. When does that stop? At what age, Ike had said? What age when, you know, because we see where they're trying to implement euthanasia with our elderly or with those that are too sick or those that, You know, when is it going to stop? When are we going to become a nation that truly does stand for morals, truly does stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Life first, as Ike was saying in the break.
Well, I think our founders said it very, very well in the Declaration of Independence. Our Creator has endowed us with certain unalienable rights, and one of those, the very first one, is life. And if you don't have life, you can't have any of the rest of them. And I think that our founders certainly were, and I think we should be, that our default position is life. Right now, unfortunately, in the abortion realm, the default position is if you want to kill your baby, it's okay. And most of what we have been doing so far is saying, you know, giving a lot of different hoops and loops that people have to jump through, but in the end, if you still want to kill your baby, that's okay. And I just believe, and I think Mike too, and I bet you also, that our default position should be that all life matters first. And to adhere to the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, to adhere to the principles in the Declaration of Independence, and to adhere to Missouri's Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, which is what the people wanted at the time, that all life does matter, and we should protect that very, very first. You know, if a person goes out and commits such a heinous crime to take another human being's life, if we did not have a due process in the law to then take that person's life, as the state has the authority to do, then we wouldn't be able to do that. So here I think that if we can do that at that point, why not at an unborn person? Shouldn't we be at the point where unborn life and that person matters very, very first? And if you want to take that life for some reason, then you should have to go through the legislative process that would allow an exception to that, or a due process, if you will. And if you can get that passed through your legislature, at least at that point, your default position is that life matters and we should not, that we should protect. And what is the very foundational basic principles and purpose of government? It is to protect the most innocent among us, isn't it?
Yes.
So that should be the default position of our government.
Are they not the minority in that case? Because they have no voice of their own. They aren't able to as my campaign with the Red Ribbon is, cry from the womb.
Right.
They are crying out from the womb. We're just not listening because they are an innocent life that's being taken. And yes, they have feelings.
And I think, Sue, what are some of the arguments that are given by those who say, no, I have the right to kill my child because the child cannot live on its own? Well, that can come in a lot of different forms. For example, let's say that a child certainly can't live by him or herself. Once they're delivered from the womb, they have to have a mother or a father or some other caregiver providing for them. Some say, well, how about if we say that because they're small, that they're not valuable? Well, what would we say if, what is it, what's the guy's name, the big Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big fellow.
Yeah. He was a big guy. Big
now,
guy.
If you put him beside Hillary Clinton, would we say that because
she's small
that she's invaluable or not deserving of life?
Sure.
Well, we might go there. But in sake of argument, we'll say that she deserves to live, too. How about the level of development? Let's say that, you know, the...
Be careful now.
Okay, I will. The embryo is certainly an undeveloped, it's underdeveloped. But as it grows, it becomes more recognizable as a human being. But let's say that because a toddler is not as developed mentally as a college professor, is this toddler not valuable as a human being? I would beg to differ and say no. Well, how about the environment? Just because the baby is in the womb doesn't mean it's not human. And does it matter traveling, 6 inches outside the body once it's delivered? Does it make it more valuable than it was or less valuable than it was in the womb? I don't think so. Well, how about the degree of dependency? We talked about a baby can't live on its own. But we have some elderly, Mike, I think this begs to your comment mm-hmm. about the age. We have some elderly who obviously can't live on their own. We have people who have been in accidents or for whatever reason they have Down syndrome. They're going to be dependent upon someone for the rest of their lives. Does that make them less valuable? I say no, it does not. And so I think we can kind of kill most of these arguments and defend our position that life is valuable, and whether it be the size, the level of development, the environment, or the degree of dependency, they all factor into this, and they're still, nonetheless, a human life.
Right.
Well, we have to. We have, where the not just the life of the baby, which is obviously innocent and being taken, but the life of the mother is mm-hmm. being taken advantage of.
Yes, ma'am.
The mother is in a desperate situation. She's being lied to. She's being taken advantage of. And Planned Parenthood is profiting off of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. And these videos that recently came out, they prove it
mm-hmm.
without a shadow of a doubt, and they disgusted anybody who watched them. And those who wanted to make a decision on them refused to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They didn't want to see it because that's not the decision they were going to make,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to be justified in their negative decision on life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't watch those. And a lot of them in the Congress, the Democrats, they refused to watch it. I don't know how many Republicans didn't watch it, but I just know that they said, "I'm not watching it."
Not only did they not watch it, instead of not watching it and thinking that it's real and it was all happening, they denied it and went after the people that produced the
yes.
videos and said that, well, it's illegal for you to have done this, like as if because it was illegal for them to do it, mm-hmm. then all of the things that they were discovering were not happening.
It becomes and it becomes about money.
It does.
And it is about money. And, we talked a little bit before the show about how disgusting it was and disappointing but not surprising of what Congress did last week when they just went ahead and pretty much gave everybody what they wanted. Obama, they want to say they gave it to Obama, but my listeners know I don't think that's true. I don't think they gave Obama what they wanted. I think they took what they wanted themselves. I think exactly it's about the almighty dollar, and whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's the refugee situation, whether it was the Iran deal, whatever it was, they make those decisions. And you and I are the ones that have to live with them.
Well, it's not only that. I think it's the intestinal fortitude and the willingness to stand up and fight for things. You know, the left really fights for the positions, as abhorrent as you and I might think they are. They will fight for their
Absolutely.
Positions. Mm-hmm. Whereas conservatives or Republicans, I'm going to use the term Republican here, because
mm-hmm.
it seems as though they fold an awful lot of times. They're not willing to stand up to what needs to be done. And this is going to be hard legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Personhood of amendments have been tried in other states around the country, and a couple of them have failed. And I just applaud Representative Moon for being willing to stand up and put this bill forward with this kind of language in it, because this is a tough thing. And I think that comes back to why you only got 9 people to respond to you, because they don't want to make that stand. And pray for these folks and hope that they'll take a stand.
Absolutely, pray for them. We're going into another break. We got to pray for them, and we've got to, when somebody does something right, you need to pat them on the back. You need to make those phone calls every time, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. These representatives, these senators, they need to know you are there, one way or the other. Sometimes they do good, sometimes they do bad, and we need to let them know either way, because that's our responsibility, and we do have an obligation to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're going into a break. The phone lines are open, 877-895-5410. All lives matter, and we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com. Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today we're talking about All Lives Matter Act in the state of Missouri that these young men are going to. They're not really all that young. I'm just that old. they're taking a stand, and Representative Moon is definitely taking a stand, and they're going to put this before our legislature here in the state of Missouri come 2016. So we're going to start out the new year with All Lives Matter here in the state of Missouri. And I'm encouraging all of you out there in Illinois, Hawaii, Alaska, Kansas, Illinois, all the other 49 to follow suit. It's time. If we're going to make a change in the United States of America, first of all, we have to start loving life. Mm-hmm. When we love life, we'll love liberty. If you don't have any love for liberty, you have no love for life. And that's what I had said when we had Michelle Machen on. She was a guest for for the Vitae Foundation, and I had her on the air, and she agreed with that, that seems to be the way it's falling, and it just kind of came to me. I think the Lord brought that to me, life and liberty. If you don't respect one, you don't love the other.
You know, David Barton had mentioned that at a conference or two that I'd been at and see him speak, that if he can determine as a candidate or a office holder where you stand on the life issue, then he can pretty much determine where you're going to stand on all of the other issues. And I brought that up as just to think about our Republican candidates. I can't think of a single Republican candidate in the Missouri House or in Missouri or anywhere maybe that didn't run on a pro-life platform. Can you, Mike?
I can't think of anyone right offhand, and that's going to be a critical point, probably a hinge point, in who supports this bill this year, because are we going to be called out as liars if we decide that we're not going to support this bill, but yet we ran as a pro-life candidate? I mean, that's going to be a tough one.
Now, we all went to dinner one evening with our spouses, and we talked about some of this, and I can't remember which one of you mentioned it. You were a little disappointed, and I'm going to say it on the air so you don't have to, in a Planned Parenthood organization. Not Planned Parenthood, I'm sorry, a pro-life organization, because they're not always on board with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I got disappointed in them a long time ago, many years ago, when I was working for my late boss, Derry Brownfield, because I don't remember what it was I was going after in particular that particular week. But I had talked to one of them. I said, wait a minute, why are you promoting this particular candidate when they are not pro-life? Well, they voted for it once or twice. So, again, it's not 100%. They're not sold out for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say they are, but they're not 100%. I mean, when are we going to say it's all or nothing? You know, I know that's kind of out there. You know, Beth, you got to learn to compromise. But haven't we done an awful lot of compromising?
For over 40 years,
I mean,
compromised.
Which baby are we willing to compromise?
Yeah. Well, and that brought back to what I said earlier. You know, there have been a lot of folks in the pro-life movement that have tried to do what they think they can to end abortion. And I know that a lot of their efforts have saved a lot of babies. And I don't want to take away from what they have done. But I just believe that it's time that we, again, our default position must be life, not abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that the abortion should be the rare exception instead of it being the norm. And then the not having an abortion become the rare exception. It's got to be the other way around.
And technology these days is on our side.
You betcha.
Because you can see that baby.
Right.
You can watch that baby moving and kicking, sucking his thumb or her thumb or you know, giving high fives, it looks like sometimes. I mean,
sure.
They are, I carried five of them. They are kicking and moving, trust me. And, you know, it's technology is on our side, so there really isn't any question that this embryo is alive.
Yes.
And growing. And it boggles my mind that they are willing to fine you, jail you, for destroying the life of an eagle egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's your choice to take a human life. So when did we become a society that puts any life above human life?
Well, I think we have an element here that it's really not a battle of flesh and blood.
No, it's a battle.
We have a deceiver who wants us to turn things around, to elevate animals above man. One of the tenets of Agenda 21.
Or equal to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think that when we look at this, it's no longer a matter of convenience. That's what they talk about. You know, it's a mother's health, but actually it's convenience. I can't afford to have a baby right now, so therefore, snuff it out. I can't. You know, I've got five kids, right?
Yeah.
I can't afford another one. But it's not about the health of the mother, because you mentioned, rightly so, that we have come so far in our medical technology that there are neonatologists who can care for a baby inside the womb. You've seen the picture where the baby is grabbing the hand of the surgeon, and at the same time, another physician can be caring for the mother.
Yeah.
And so there is no true concern for health. It's convenience.
I think the statistics on that, the percentage is like a 0.01% if it's truly about the life of the mother. And yeah, it is about convenience. And like I said, what disgusts me even more about Planned Parenthood is their deception and taking advantage of these mothers who find themselves, for whatever reason, in a situation that they consider to be desperate. Mm-hmm. They have no way to turn. They're telling them, this is the only thing. This is the way to do it. You don't have to worry about it. Now, I gave five births, live births, but I also had a miscarriage. And I still wonder about that baby that was lost. And I wasn't very far along.
Mm-hmm.
And I still wonder about that baby. It still affects me. It still bothers me. And I know that the majority of women that go through an abortion, it is an emotional issue. And they do wonder and hold themselves accountable, extreme guilt. Yeah. Lord forgives everyone. He forgives everyone. But why are we willing to put these young women, these mothers, in a situation where they think that that's their only choice?
You mean like Jane Roe?
Yeah. Well, they took advantage of her.
And I don't want to dredge up any bad feelings, but you mentioned something that I find sort of ironic, because you say that the baby that you lost wasn't very far along, but you wonder what might have happened.
I already had an attachment to that baby.
Yeah, what might have that person come to be? But yet you find arguments. I hear them often that, no, an abortion causes no emotional trauma, and it's just a done deal because it's only a blob of tissue. But I'm hearing it from you that it really does matter.
It does matter, and it is an emotional thing. That baby, that fetus, that embryo is attached to the mother,
mm-hmm,
physically.
Yes, sure.
That mother knows when she has the little test that she's pregnant. She knows that's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can tell her it's tissue. They can lie to her. It is tissue. I have tissue.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
We are tissue. We're tissue now.
Yeah.
But that embryo is growing rapidly, and it's doing all kinds of things to that mother. And not all pleasant. I mean, we get sick. We feel horrible. But it's an attachment to that mother, physically and emotionally, and they're lying to these young women, these mothers that are in a situation for whatever reason. I'm not judging them for that situation, but for whatever reason that they find themselves there, they're taking advantage for the almighty dollar, and they're lying to them, and those women suffer the rest of their lives. Very few of them are glad they did it. They suffer. We're going into another break. I kind of monopolized that one. Your calls are welcome. I know. I think you guys are just in awe. Most talk shows are not this willing to bring the Lord into it and to bring life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness into abortion. What does that have to do with abortion? It has everything to do with it, because it's about life. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. years, the United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each, 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard to decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show, and as we were in the break, the guys were reminding me we haven't mentioned a website and how people can support this and maybe kind of encourage the other states to get on board with this as well. And so I'm going to let Ike, give the website.
Sure. Well, you know, when I found this bill that Mike had filed last year and was looking at it, and it's just been laid on my heart to do this for so long now that we're finally doing it, and I'm excited that we can get on board to do this together. We created an organization called Missourians for the Unborn. That's MissourianSForTheUnborn.com if you want to go to that website. It's just spelled out the whole word that way, Missourians for the Unborn. If you're from Missouri, we would certainly ask for you. There's a link there that you can sign our petition. There is a link there that you could volunteer. And if you're from anywhere, donations are certainly welcome. You know, unfortunately, I don't like asking for money, but the truth is you have to have money to be able to accomplish a lot of these things. You've got to be able to get your word out, to get your message. And something that we want to do with Missourians for the Unborn is to be able to hold these legislators' feet to the fire. fire when they are out on the campaign trail and they're campaigning about pro-life issues, and they talk about how they support the unborn, and if they do not on this particular issue, then I think there's going to have to be some looking at here and some holding them accountable. So it would be very important if the Missourians that are listening to this broadcast could go to Missourians4TheUnborn.com and sign our petition. Let us know who you are and where you are. We will not be sending you a lot of emails and a lot of spam and all these other different sorts of things. We won't sell your information. What we will do need is politics is numbers. And when we go to these legislators and ask them to support our issue, we're going to have to be able to have the numbers to back us up. And when time comes, if we get some folks, and I know everybody out there can see their legislators, in whether it be at the state or certainly at the federal level, any of these complicated or controversial issues, they get quite squishy. And the only thing that it seems to help is when they understand that their constituents, what this done for them, and that their constituents are going to be a little bit angry if they don't do what they promised, and that support life.
Absolutely. And I think, too, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to Representative Moon. Not just here in Missouri, but everywhere, we need to get this taken care of, because this is who America is. You know, Obama's always saying, this isn't who we are. Well, this is who we are. We are not a nation. We have become one, but we are not a people that hates life. The babies that aren't being born, they're a lost future.
That's exactly right.
They're a lost generation. How many generations have we lost through abortion? And how many cures for one disease or another have we discarded? And it's just, it blows my mind that we are at this point. But I see it turning around, because abortion is falling. But there's still way too many.
Yes.
But I think technology has something to do with that. I mean, I'm going to turn it over to you, Representative Mike.
Well, I think you both hit the nail on the head directly. There have been estimated 58 million babies murdered. That's unconscionable. How many more is it going to take before we wake up? And I say this is the wake-up call. The videos just put it at the forefront again. And even if the videos had not occurred and been shown, still, it is a problem that needs to be addressed.
This is the mass murdering.
You betcha, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ike mentioned the website. Here's something else that we really encourage you to do, and it's necessary. As a legislator myself, when I get calls or letters or emails or postcards from constituents in my district, I pay attention. I pay attention when they come from anywhere, actually. But there are some of us who would rather not get any calls or emails from outside our district. I understand that, because they can be overwhelming and cause more busyness. So what I would encourage you to do is find out who your state representative is and your senator, and concentrate on them. Focus on getting information to them, letting them know what you want with regard to the protection of life. And don't just send one email. Don't just make one phone call. Make it a practice of at least a weekly event where you pick up the phone, dial the number, and let them know in a polite manner that you want them to support House Bill 1794 in the House, and co-sponsor it even. And then we haven't gotten very far in the Senate yet, so we need a Senate companion bill. So if you would, contact your senator and ask them to sponsor the same identical legislation on the Senate House or Senate floor, and I think we'll be successful. But it's going to take action, not just one attempt. You've got to make this a matter of a daily, weekly routine.
Vigilant, liberty, yes. Vigilant. We have to stay vigilant, and it has to start at home.
Yes.
So you have to start with your representative. You have to start with your senator, and that's where it has to start. And when you're in a small community like I am, you'll meet them at the restaurants, or you'll meet them at the coffee shop. Take them out. Let them know who you are,
yeah,
and what your thoughts are and your beliefs are. Let them know, and they're going to remember that come time. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to be quite candid, I go up to the Missouri Capitol, you know, fairly often. Maybe not as much as I like. I have a job I have to do, but
right, exactly.
But you know, I find it's very welcoming when you go to your constituent or to your legislator's office. Usually, they want to see people from their district. And I really kind of thought it was the other way around, that they didn't want to see you. Well, I have found out that they love to see you there, but then the action seems to be just a little bit different sometimes, and then maybe they don't really want you
there. And I think you shared that. You know, the last thing you ever thought about, say 20 years ago, was that you were going to be involved in the politics like you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of them that just, that's not where they thought they were going to be. And we are going to have a rally here in the state of Missouri, and that's coming up in January. And Ike has very graciously asked me to MC that, which means I get to talk, take a break, which is what I do.
Sounds familiar, huh?
So, you know, that's coming up the 27th
of January. I believe it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I haven't got that exact time frame yet, but I believe that's when it will be. Come out. We'll have some little postcards that you can take to your legislator and let them know that you support life in the state of Missouri.
All right. And I'm going to let you finish up. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, Beth and Ike, it's been a pleasure talking with you face to face. And Ike, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your involvement. And this is an issue that, you know, Beth, you mentioned about life and liberty. And we cannot have liberty and a pursuit of happiness without life. It starts with life. I think this is something that is a biblical issue that we should be fighting for. And so we welcome your involvement. So give us a call. Contact us through MissourianSforTheUnborn.com, and we'll let you know how you can get involved.
It's not a matter of the fight with flesh and blood. It's a matter of principalities, and that's exactly what we're fighting. We are out of time. Ike and Mike, what I tell my listeners every day is that we have to come together. This is an issue we must come together on. I know how your hearts are. Doesn't any good if you just sit there.
You've got
to come together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It's
it was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.